Copyright Forum of Christian Leaders. The contents contained on this website are solely for your own individual, non-commercial, and informational use. Any other use is strictly prohibited without our express prior written consent. See the full copyright disclosure at focalonline.org.
What I would like to start with is describing a little bit more a context, because I think this is really key when we are talking about strategies. You always want to connect strategy to the context you are at. So the Czech Republic, it's like a medium-sized European country. 10.5 million people live in the Czech Republic. And there is only 0.35% of evangelical Christians based on the census. And I think Jiří Unger, who's the head of the Czech Evangelical Alliance, he gives the numbers like 0.2%, because like some of the like people from the census are from so-called like people churches. So in general, there is only a little bit. I think it's here in Poland. I think the numbers are very similar, how many evangelicals live here. And the Czech Republic is a highly secular country. It's one of the most secular countries in the world. And in that time, we had four main TV stations. Two of them were the government station paid from the taxes, and two were private. So now we have dozens of TV stations. So the viewership rate of one TV station really significantly dropped, because the whole market is much more diverse now than it was in that time. So in that time, to have something being aired on TV was a big deal. Now it's different, but and when I'm talking about that time, it's 2005. And the Czech TV started in 1954, the Czechoslovak TV in that time, that was the first broadcasting in the 50s, early 50s, and there was no Christian youth program ever aired on TV back in 2005. So the pioneer, we had a pioneering project. And it wasn't the idea of Josiah Venture. We didn't go to the Czech TV and say, oh, we have such an interesting idea to start a TV show. That wasn't the case. It came from the Czech TV, because they wanted to produce something like for the minority, because this is what the law says, and the minority is Christians. So they came to us and they said, we are not experts on the young generation. You are the biggest youth or Christian organization in our country, so would you just cooperate with us? And by the way, we have no money for it. That's what they said. And yeah, that's nice trick, and it worked in our case. But what I strongly believe was God preparing the context, is that out of 0.2% of evangelical Christian population, we had Petr Raus, who was the head of the Czech TV in Brno, and it's the second largest city in our country. And the TV, the Czech TV, gave this project to his branch, so he was in charge of the entire project. So we had a Christian guy who was on behalf of the Czech TV, working with us on this project. And then we had Hlavsa family, who are from Šumperk, and they already in that time they were already suppliers for Czech TV. So they produced movies. They knew all the technical requirements and everything, and they had trust from the Czech TV. And they are from Baptist Church, so also from that 0.2% of population. And then KAM was founded 1997. And in that time, Josiah Venture now is over 300 employees in those 12 countries. In that time, it was only 40 people working for Josiah Venture. So it was very quite a small organization. And I think that project was really overwhelming for us, because it exceeded our capabilities and even my faith, I have to say. The whole concept of the show is that there are like two angels, Christopher and Tina, and they do a report for Heavenly TV. So like they wanted to describe what they see as a behavior on the earth, and they report it back to heaven. So that was the first, that was the intention. That's what we wanted. But then, like, when we started preparing it this way, it didn't work very well. Like, it didn't seem to be very natural. So we changed that. So, like, they are angels. They represent, like, angels. But they do the report for, people here on Earth. Like, what they see from the heavenly perspective. So we, switched the concept after we did two focus groups. That means we prepared one pilot. And then we had like one focus group in Prague and one in Ostrava, and we had maybe 15 people in each focus group, and that was quite interesting what came out of it. The parts are, there is like, we wanted, the intention was, we wanted the audience to identify with someone, so we wanted real Christian young people to give testimony connected to each topic. So you've seen the student, I don't know him personally. You do?
Yeah.
David?
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Where is he from?
He's in Prague.
Uh-huh. So he shared his testimony, and that was like how to bring the audience in. Then another is like VIP section. So like those three people, probably don't know them.
Yeah.
And the actors, or like people who are like well-known, and they don't have to be Christians. I think Natalka Kocábová, she's Christian, but like the one of them, and Potmieshil as well, I think. But not always, like sometimes there are just like well-known people in our culture, in our context, but the condition wasn't that they must be Christians necessarily. And music clip, and the music clip, again, we had some opposition from one Christian denomination that we don't use Christian clips in that, so they prohibited their members to watch this show. But I think this is something what from the focus group came out, that this is the most popular part of the show. And if you read the words, it's always connected, like the theme of the song to the topic of, and then some street interviews. And at the end, it was finished with a mentor, we call, and that's someone who's a theologian, who's probably not well known, but like who can give the authority. And we always wanted that he or she quotes the Bible. So that was like the end of it. And the intention is more stir up questions than to give answers. That was like the whole idea behind it. To get people to think. And then we said this program shouldn't give the answers necessarily. It's supposed to be the church. And I'll come later to that, because it led us to some follow-up activities, like when we trained church youth leaders how to use this program. But I'll come to that. So like the first contract which we signed with the Czech TV in April 2006, and then the broadcasting started in September 2006. Now I don't know how the team did it, that they found 17 different people for each of the parts, but they managed to. And then this was being broadcasted. Try to guess which episode had the highest viewership, right? Yes, yeah. Only when you have 5 p.m. Sex in the TV program, it attracted a lot of audience. So we got over almost 250,000 people who watched it one time. That was like the biggest success in that. And so we learned that also the names of the episodes are important. And the overall objective, I've just shared something from that, but it was, we would like to shape the spiritual climate in our country. And the Czech Republic has a lot of spiritual history, like a lot of like Moravian movement and like John Huss, which now in July will be 600 years when he was burned on stake for the truth. He was 200 years before Luther. He addressed some things in the Catholic Church which were not biblical from his opinion. And so there is a lot of good heritage, but it's kind of like something like forgotten and something like, oh, that the young generation can think, oh, this is something for old people or something which is not working today. So we wanted to change that. We wanted to say the whole name of this show, Exit 316, it's like the idea you go on a highway and you can easily miss an exit. And the exit is in John 3:16. So like that's, there is a like a narrow path leading to salvation. And we wanted to provide a contemporary picture of believer. That believer is not an old lady sitting in a church, but it's like young people who can be cool, like us. And so this is something. And like then what we prayed for is, and like the philosophy of Joseph Venture is that everything we do should serve the local church. So now like you have the TV show, which like the average viewership rate was like 125,000 people of every episode. But like what's the connection to the church? And we really struggled with that because we didn't want just to do something and like where is the fruit? It would disappear. We didn't want the fruit to be people who watch it, but we wanted the fruit people who get saved for eternity and find its home, find their home in the local church. So how to do that? We started a parallel campaign, and the Czech TV said we don't want for the Christian guy from the Czech TV. I think it would be much safer for you not to use Exit 316 as a brand for the parallel evangelistic campaign. So we had to come from some other other name, and that was Turbo 316. And I can show you some of the. You can, yeah. Here are some of the DVDs which we distributed to the local churches. Feel free to take them. I don't want to bring that home. But it's in Czech only, so probably it will be just for those two guys.
I can understand.
we had a project with a Czech Bible translator, so we did recording. The whole New Testament is recorded on this CD, and it's branded with Exit 316, so that's also something what you can... We prepared New Testaments and Psalms in the... like Exit 316 cover, so like that was also very popular. And then we had some like manuals for like how to lead discussions with your students, with your friends. Put it here. And also like this is like one of those. It's called a suitcase, and it has DVDs. And then some like suggestions for questions and like also how to lead the discussions again. Here it is. So that was the Turbo 316 campaign, and we were surprised how successful it was because it started like a movement. Like we made CAM, our JASA venture in the Czech Republic, we initiated maybe 10-15 clubs, and that was it. But then like people were coming, oh, we heard that like in our neighbor city they have something that they watch the TV show together as like students clubs, and then they have discussions. Can we have the same thing? So they were like coming to us and asking for help. So we provided them with the materials and training, and at the end there was like almost 1,500 attendees at Exit Club in those 2006-07 in that school year, which I believe was a success. But still you have those 125,000 people who watch it and 1,400 people who are part of the discussion. So most of the people probably didn't even have a friend who would be a believer. So they didn't have anyone who to discuss that with. So Yeah, and so we started an exit tour, and that was an idea like to go to where the most people are, and this is high schools. So there was a new team, which like was calling to the high schools and asking, "Would you be interested if we had a?" Are you familiar with Dismas? It's a Californian band, Christian band. They had a couple of clips on MTV in that time. They don't exist anymore, unfortunately. But in that time, there like there were some of their songs being broadcasted on MTV in the Czech Republic, and all of them came over to the Czech Republic and said, "Okay, we can be part of the tour, so we can go to the cities with you, and we can have some concerts in the high schools." And they were super popular. Can you remember that?
Yeah.
You became a Christian.
I just became Christian a couple of weeks ago when the first series was broadcast on the TV show.
Oh, really?
So this TV show really provided me really basic Christian values in my life 9 years ago.
And you were part of the Exit Club, right?
Yeah,
in your city.
Part of the Exit Club, and right now I'm
with you.
And like this is how it all like this is what we thought will be like the bridge or like the like filling in the gap between those 100,000 people who watch it and those like a couple of hundreds being part of the exit club. And we managed to reach 10,000 people through this program, so I think it was also good. And good thing about that was that we all always required that like many youth groups from one city cooperate, so that it's not that like one denomination, but like that like the denominations, the Baptists had to work with like the Brethren Church or like different denominations together, and then like go to school after like the schools had a morning program, like all the morning sessions they closed, and they invited all the students into a gym, and there was some. Then they broke up into small groups and had some preventive programs, it's called. So that's something what all the high schools have compulsory twice a year in our country. So it was like answering some of the needs of the schools too. And then like all the students from different schools in that one city were invited for a concert on Friday night, Dismas. And then like that was an hour, like evangelistic concert, so like they were being explained the whole concept of the gospel and like asked, do you want to become Christians, do you want to give your life to Jesus? So some people responded, and then like they were taken care by the youth group and like invited to the youth group for the follow-up in the local church. So back to the TV show. After we were thinking that after like preparing these 17 programs, we will die out of exhaustion, and that's it. But this wasn't God's plan. We didn't die, and also the Czech TV like in October said, you know what? We have like the viewership rate is almost doubled, like compared to previous years in the same airtime. So why don't you prepare another set of episodes? And we said, okay, we can consider that. How many were we thinking? 39. So like we had another 39. The first series was 42. And then 2 years later, we had 39 episodes. And for we changed the branding. So here is a New Testament in the new branding. And we had... you've seen the guy who was William in the first series. Now his name is Desmond. He represents like the evil forces. And Aleš Juchelka, he's like a he's representing an angel. And we have a new Christina Angelina Jolie. And so. It's supposed to be like that. And we like the whole new concept, because like we had follow-up focus group after like broadcasting those 17 episodes, and there was a bad response to the mentor. So the non-Christian kids didn't like the fact that there is someone who didn't identify with during the show, giving them some like mentoring advice. So we wanted to change that, but still we wanted to keep the scripture exit in that. So we decided, okay, so it can be all done by the host. So we changed that for the second series, 2008-09. And what we also did, and I would like to know your opinion, because now we know the answer, but in that time we're thinking, should it be like the first series that we have like different episodes and it's separate, or should that be a theme starting in episode 1 and finishing episode 39? What do you think is better? What we were thinking is, okay, I said it, I didn't say it correctly. This is Marketa, and she's like a real teenager, and these are like supernatural characters, an angel of good, an angel of evil. Marketa, it started with like the whole series started with a story of her. She wanted to commit suicide, so that was the first episode, and then like the good angel saved her life, and that's how like the whole story starts. And at the end, 39, she gives her life to Jesus. So like there was a story like which was like the final was like to that she like comes to the point where she becomes a Christian. And so we were thinking this might be more attractive for people, but we were not thinking about the fact what you said, that now it has to be that you see either everything or nothing. And like with the first series, the Czech TV broadcasted every episode maybe 3 or 4 times, because then they could choose, okay, let's say death we put here because we have empty spot here in the program, or like prayer we put here. And so they could choose. But now with a story, like 39 episodes of one story, they can broadcast either everything in the order or nothing. So they've chosen nothing. So we've lost a lot of viewership just because we decided to have a story within. So maybe if you are in a similar situation considering that, I think we wouldn't go the same direction again. So we are learning from our mistakes, and you can learn from our mistakes. And here are some numbers. This is the first series. I let you use the rebranded series so that you can take a look on the. And there were, you can see it was only half of it, because this was broadcasted many times. This was just one time. So we lost one half of the viewership just because of the concept we've chosen. And average viewership per episode. This was also that, like in 2008, it was like the year when the digital TV started and more programs started to be on the market. So it dropped. So we here it was really God's provision that we like had the last analog years, and then people who attended the evangelical clubs or some events connected to exit tour. So that was 22,000 and 15,000. Then we had some trainings for the church leaders. You can see it was almost the same, 270. And this was like how many registered exit clubs? It was 250. And it has risen to 379. So because it was already popular, like we had like more discussion clubs. And I think this is key for everything. It's we don't care that much about this number. We care about this number, like where we have like weekly discussions about spiritual stuff, and you can see the fruit where we are, what we are praying for. Trusted Christ. We had 22, 52, and 70. We know of. There are many more. We'll learn in heaven about. So like this is just like what we are thankful for. That we have names of these people, and then there was an interesting side product. Some of the exit clubs, discussion clubs, became a youth group for that local church. They didn't have a youth group before that, so we were not thinking about that, but it's also like equipping. So here is how the exit tour looks like. You can see like just the students gathered in the gym. And this is exit club discussions. I put two pictures here. This is back from 2007. I would like to point on this girl, Kacha. They both are from a local city where I am from Friedland. And they just became Christians. They are like a couple of weeks old, new Christians. And this is picture I took yesterday in our church. This is Kacha, 9 years later, and she's getting married to this wonderful guy who became a Christian at Exit Club too. So like they both are, it's an exit marriage. So. Yeah, so they are getting married June 13th. So this is the fruit which lasts, and this is like what we prayed for when we were considering, like when we were signing the contract with the Czech TV. It wasn't about like just airing something, it was about the real people like becoming Christians. And what's also interesting, I'm personally involved in a ministry of Josiah Venture called The Ethics. And I work with the Ministry of Education, which is a lot of fun because you never know who your partner will be tomorrow. Just today, our Minister of Education was fired. So we'll have like a new Minister of Education. And always we have to make new agreements and start all over again. But what happened is that we produced those DVDs, sets. And like I had some divine idea to go to the Minister of Education in 2008, and the Minister of Education said, I don't want to meet with you, but you can meet with my deputy of the deputy, and you can talk through that. So he wasn't open about like the idea of using Exit 316 as a discussion in high school. And like the lady I met with, she was Catholic. So she was, oh yeah, I would like to support it. I think it's a great TV show, and we would love to help you. But the Minister of Education, he's a socialist guy, so he will never support it. And she was right, but he was fired a couple of weeks later, which happens quite regularly in our country. And the new Minister of Education said, yeah, I'm willing to meet with you. And there was a conference which I came, and he said, I'm really busy, but I would like to see you right before the conference starts. We'll have 15 minutes to talk. And I was really praying hard for that. I was there 2 hours beforehand so that I don't come late, and I was waiting there, and he didn't show up. And I was really disappointed, and I was thinking, oh God, so like so many people are praying, and like I thought that was really important meeting. He came late even for the conference, so like he came to the conference straight to the table and started to like opening the conference. And I said, oh yeah, I was waiting here for a long time, so I have to use the bathroom. So I went to the bathroom, and I was taking my time in the bathroom, standing, and suddenly someone came and stood next to me. I was thinking, whoa, that's rude. Well, you don't go and stand next to someone, you go to the other side of the room. You may know what I'm talking about, right? And then I look at him, oh, Mr. Minister of Education.
Did you shake hands?
We didn't. We had an interesting conversation. It didn't take 15 minutes, it was less than that. But the result was that he said, oh yeah, I would love to support the ethics. So we have some EU money, so would it be okay? He like promised an equivalent of $1 million in that time. So we produced a lot of materials for the ethics, textbooks and everything, because of that divine appointment. So I think God has a sense of humor, and I really like it that like it started with Exit 316, and like it led to a new subject in our schools. It's on for elementary schools, and the subject is not compulsory, so like the schools can take it if they want. So my role is that we try to encourage the secular schools to have that subject. And that was something similar to what you shared with Disney, that like in the textbooks there is the fruit, but the roots are not connected to the Bible. So we try to speak biblical message in a secular language, and we hope that the Spirit will then lead the kids to the roots. So this is one project. Another one is called maybe you know Jiří Unger, who's a head of the Czech Evangelical Alliance. So together with him, we started a network of Christian teachers. And we started that in 2010. And at the time when I was speaking to a well-known journalist for Christian magazine in our country, so I asked him, how many do you think are Christian teachers in our country? I said, maybe a couple of dozens, so maximum 100. Right now we have 300 people who registered to the network, so it's the largest professional Christian network in our country, and I believe this is not it. It's surprising to me how many evangelical Christians are teachers, and I think this is also something that God has some plan with them, because they can be salt and light in their workplace. They can shape the young generation like probably no one else can. And so that's also a result of Exit 316, just a side product. And this year we try to offer Bibles for the secular schools, because every school has a lesson on the Bible in the lesson of literature, and we provide materials for the secular teachers how to teach about Bible. So. And how much time do we still have? 15 minutes. Okay. So I would like to close with my perspective of what lessons we learned, and then I would like to give you some time for questions or your reflection on that. One thing is that our target group was 16, 17, 18. So that small target group. But try to guess who, Exit 316 was most popular for with what age group?
14.
14. Mm-hmm. 12, 13, 14. Yeah. 11, 12, 13. Sorry. 11, 12, 13. So that was the highest. And then there was it went like this. So we all, we didn't reach our target group as well as we would like to. But then it went also up around 35. So, and we thought, our interpretation of that is that these are parents of kids who want to know how should we shape them. So it was a kind of interested that, this was based on the first series. So we wanted to change the second series so that it's more adjusted to the to our target group. And it went like this, but still, the 35 to 40 was very high in that, in the viewership rate. So I believe God has some plans with that. We never worked with this with the parents, but I think, then equipping the church to reach out is key. I think we wouldn't see much lasting fruit if we. Hadn't worked with the local church, and sometimes it's really challenging. It's much easier to work with the secular schools or with the Czech TV than it is to work with the local churches. I don't know why it is like that, but I can. I'm a leading elder of our church, and I think there are so many activities we have as a church that some other activity coming, it's we are out of our capacity. So sometimes we are more focused on solving our internal problems than we are focused on reaching out the lost people around us, and I think that's natural. So I don't want to blame the church, or I don't want to say that it's something how bad our church is or whatever, but just this is the reality. It's a bottleneck to work with the local church, and maybe you would experience the same thing in your country, in your context. And what we discussed already, that like if you have a story and like who's starting with episode 1, finishing with episode 39, it's not always an advantage. And like what I took personally as a lesson out of this project, and I'm really thankful that I could be involved, I could be a part of it, is that if God starts something, everything is ready. Like we had right people in right places, we had a lot of unintentional blessings on the way. So I think this is what we pray for. Like this is the movement which is initiated by God, and we have just the privilege to be part of that. So, okay, thank you very much for your patience and for listening to my presentation.